USA Radio News.
The U.S. Treasury Department announced sanctions against three senior North Korean officials, including a top aide to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Now, these sanctions were in response to the North Korean regime's ongoing serious human rights abuses and censorship.
The protests over French President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies continue, although the French president did take to the airwaves and believes that everyone needs to come together as a nation.
I don't want to be divided. I don't want the French people to be divided. Friendship is what must unite this country. I want this because it is precisely because of this that I ran for office in order to reconcile all the French people.
President Trump is reviewing candidates to replace outgoing Chief of Staff John Kelly. Nick Ayers, Vice President Mike Pence's Chief of Staff, was thought to be a leading candidate, but he said thanks, but no thanks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Some of the U.S. soldiers who've been at the southern border will be coming home for the holidays. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
There have been roughly 5,400 active duty troops stationed along the border in recent weeks, installing wire barriers and protecting Border Patrol agents in California, Arizona, and Texas. Now, Pentagon officials say the active duty troops will begin leaving the southern border this week. The number of forces there will be going down to at least 3,000 by the holidays. President Trump having ordered the deployment of the troops in response to the caravan of Central American migrants that were moving towards the U.S. border. The number of migrants has been declining, and the military has finished much of the wire barrier placement that they began weeks ago.
On Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks will host the Minnesota Vikings, with both teams fighting for their playoff lives. Kickoff is set for just after 8:15 Eastern Time, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
More details are emerging about what happened to the journalist killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
The last words uttered by journalist Jamal Khashoggi after he was set upon by a Saudi hit squad in that country's consulate in Istanbul were, "I can't breathe." That's according to a transcript of an audio recording of Khashoggi's torture. According to the transcript, there were screams and the sound of a saw. Then a voice came on, which has been identified as Dr. Saleh Mohammed Al-Tubehi, who is the head of forensic medicine at Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry. He says, if you don't like all the noise, just put your headphones on and listen to music like me.
Former California GOP Assemblyman Chuck DeVore says the Democrats' Green New Deal is simply an indirect taxation on fuel and gasoline. He tells Fox News what he's referring to.
In France, they pay a little over $7 a gallon for gasoline, and almost half of that are taxes. And this was a climate change tax of about 20 cents a gallon, 25 cents a gallon for gasoline, about 10 cents for diesel. I think that in America, though, with this Green New Deal, you're going to see indirect taxation. In other words, more subsidies, more taxes, more mandates and regulations. I don't think they're going to be foolish enough to go for a direct big tax on fuel like you're seeing in France. But the net effect, Steve, will be the same.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.